Isaiah chapter 33. Woe to you who destroy, but you have not been destroyed, and you, traitor, but they have not betrayed you. When you finish destroying, you yourself will be destroyed. When you finish betraying, they will betray you. O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Be our strong arm every morning, our salvation in the time of trouble. At the roar of a crowd, the peoples flee. When you rise up, the nations scatter. Your spoil is gathered like the caterpillar gathers. Like locusts leaping, so they leap on the loot. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He fills Zion with justice and righteousness. He will be stability in your times, abundance of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord produces this treasure. Look, their heroes cry in the streets. The ambassadors of peace weep bitterly. The highways are vacant. The travelers are gone. The enemy has broken its treaties. Its witnesses are despised. He respects no one. The land mourns and withers. Lebanon withers with shame. The fruitful plain of Sharon has become like a desert, and Bashan and Carmel lose their rich foliage. Now I will rise, says the Lord. Now I will lift up myself. Now I will be exalted. You will conceive chaff. You will give birth to stubble. Your breath is a fire that will devour you. The peoples will be completely burned to lime, like thorns cut down and burned in the fire. Hear, you who are far off, what have I done? You who are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Trembling has seized the godless who say, who among us can live with the consuming fire? Who among us can live with everlasting burnings? The one who walks righteously and speaks straight, who despises the prophet from oppression, whose hands wave away a bribe, who plugs his ears from murderous plots, who shuts his eyes from looking at evil, this one will dwell on high. His place of refuge will be the fortresses of rocks. His food will be provided, his water guaranteed. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They will survey a land that stretches far away. Your heart will obsess about former terrors. Where is the sage? Where is the one who weighs the tribute? Where is the one who counts the towers? You will see these fierce people, a people whose obscure language you cannot comprehend, whose stammering tongue you cannot understand. Look on Zion, the city of our festivals. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, a peaceful home, a tent that will not be removed. Its stakes will never be pulled up, neither will any of its ropes be broken. But there the Lord will be with us in splendor. It will be a place of broad rivers and streams, where no galley of warships with oars may enter, nor will splendid ships sail through. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us. Your rigging is loosed. They cannot secure their mast. They cannot spread the sail. Then the prey of a great spoil will be divided. Even the lame will haul the plunder away. The resident of Zion will not say, I am sick. The people who live there will have their sin forgiven. Isaiah chapter 33.